Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. So point the arrow now. I built the pyramid and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, March the 24th. March the 24th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sister, we have another emotionally energetic session or topic. As you know, this year I've been focusing on all of the shows, everything that I'm doing is focusing on your life optimization. And in order to optimize your life, you got to unoptimize or de-optimize your death, meaning you got to separate, you got to get rid of it. So how do you identify and remove your death pattern, your negative habit pattern? These are your limiting beliefs. We make decisions every day based upon how we feel. instead of making decisions based upon what we know. And it's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the difference, because that is huge. Because that prohibits, or that limits us from detoxing the flesh out of the spirit. That prohibits us from cutting or disconnecting from the hexagon, the hexachord, and the hexagram. That's so important, because these are systems. As human beings, which we are spiritual beings, we are energy beings. We are energetic beings. And that's very important for us to under, over, and understand. I want to give a quick shout out to my beautiful, sexy dark chocolate. My wife tuning in for to the show today. So I'm surprised to see you tune in, babe. But hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You guys know, you know, I talk about my relationships. I'm open and I'm authentic. And I've made a lot of mistakes, and my wife continues to love me. She loved me and still loves me in spite of my flaws. So, babe, I love you. I appreciate you, and thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. And number one, for supporting me and what I do. So thank you so much. That's a part. This is a part of what how we're growing, and a part of how I'm growing. This is a perfect example of what I am expressing, exposing, and expanding to everybody today. You got to keep going within. Everyone quits or gives up. Most people don't endure the pain. My wife has done that for me. She has endured a lot of pain and a lot of negative behavior for us to get to this point. I am thankful to God for the opportunity to experience life and to cut the negative cords and detox. How do we do that? The Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit, and something will happen. Every time, as long as I have this understanding of Galatians 5:22 and Galatians 5:16, our relationship, ability, everything that I'm doing works. The reason that it doesn't work is whenever I stop walking in the Spirit. I want to talk about seven keys to assist everybody listening to the sound of my voice to get to a point in your life that you are disconnected from past negative, not even negative, just cords. Now remember, we are all, our energy is controlled by the matrix. So the matrix has a system to extrapolate energy to make sure that your attention is focused. So the matrix or the system is set up, the world that we live in. The Bible says friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. So right now, the reason that you're not more wealthy, you're not more wise, you're not more healthy, and you're not in a better relationship that is a win-win situation. See, a relationship is an exchange of energy. So if you've been living your life the way that I lived my life, where I was a taker, I just took energy. Every day it was about me, myself, and I. Give me your energy. Give me your energy. Give me your energy. If you're doing that from your flesh, you need to step outside of your ego. Now, everybody knows this, but how do we do it? How do you go within? And when you get to the point when everybody else quits, how do you keep going? How do you endure? Now, as I talked about yesterday, the most important question in the world that everybody listening to the sound of my voice have to ask, there is one question that is the most important question on earth. And that question is, what would I be, or who would I be being, and what would I be doing because I love it so much, even though it causes me pain? I keep going. When everybody else stops, so if you go on a five-mile run, I'm in the military. The first time I went on a formation run, we was out on the beach. We was running in sand. We had boots on. And I went on a beach run, and we would normally go about 3 miles. This time we went six, and people was falling out, dropping out. There was, you know, throwing up because this formation run, everybody else was quitting. But something inside of me said me that the guy who was leading the formation run was our company commander. This dude had to be at least 50, knocking on 60 when I was in my early 20s. And I told myself, if this dude can run this formation run, I'm not gonna let this dude run this run, and I can't. He ain't gonna make me look bad. So my ego would not allow me to fail. It would not allow me to quit. Now, I don't recommend, that's a negative example of moving past your pain to get to the place where you experience your gain. Before any type of a gain, there has to be some pain. Pain leads to pleasure. When I work out, when I go to the gym, I don't really feel good. When I do my 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, when I'm doing my 30 seconds of sprinting, yeah, sometimes my side starts hurting. Sometimes I'm breathing so rapidly, my diaphragm starts to hurt. Sometimes my legs get a lot of tired. It's not really pleasurable. But once I drop the 5 pounds, or once those endorphins are released and I get to be more authentic, I get pleasure. So I've trained myself to know that after the pain comes the pleasure. So I'm not going to quit. But we need to talk about something that's important, because we need to make sure that you over and understand that there are three main limiting beliefs that, again, keeps you connected. You got to cut the cord, brother. You got to cut the cord, sister. You got to detox from your flesh, and you got to feed yourself your spirit, because the Bible says walk in the spirit, and you cannot and you will not feed the flesh. But we don't do that. Instead, we walk in the flesh, and we disconnect from the spirit. So we got to reverse the script. We got to reverse engineer what we've been doing. That's what I did in my marriage, and that's what I'm going to continue to do in my marriage. And that's what I did in the area of wealth, in the area of health, in the area of wisdom, and in the area of relationship. I am now walking in the spirit. I've cut the cord, and I'm not talking about the C-O-R-D. I'm talking about the C-H. O-R-D. It is a frequency. It is a wave. It is a vibration. And the way that you maintain your connection with your flesh, the way that you maintain your connection with your with a past relationship that you shouldn't be doing in, the way that you stay connected with covert activity that is hidden because you don't want to bring it to the surface because you know it's a limiting belief. Limiting beliefs exist because there is a valid experience. There's a valid existence. There's a valid evidence that supports the limiting belief, like I talked about last night. So the reason that it's valid, there's three limiting beliefs that you have. Number one, if I try to connect the cord, I'm going to fail. So you don't even try. You automatically got this thought in your brain that says, I cannot live without my ex, or I cannot live without my job. So even though they treat me like trash, I'm going to go to work every day because I got rent to do. You don't even say, you don't even ask the universe, universe, is there another job that I can do? Universe, God, is there a business that I can start that I can be happy with and that I can love and I can show up to work every day with a smile on my face and I'm not in a stressful environment so I can give it. Women, you're not having a problem losing weight? The reason you can't lose weight, you can starve yourself. You can eat crackers and drink water. You would never lose a pound as long as you are in a negative relationship, as long as you are in a negative job, as long as you are creating a negative environment because you got this belief. Now, it's subconscious. You don't know you're telling yourself because it is unconscious. What is that unconscious belief? If I try to leave him or her, I'm not going to find nobody else. So I might as well stay. It's better to be in a bad relationship than it is to be in no relationship. So you stick around. You allow him to talk to you like trash. You allow him to beat you. I know people that get, they get physically abused and they stay in the relationship. Why? They don't think they can do better. That leads us to the next relationship or the next self-limiting belief that keeps you in, that keeps you connected in a toxic environment, that keep you connected with disharmony and discord. You got to cut that cord, brother. You got to cut that cord. But I don't deserve, Brother Will. I don't deserve to be happy. I don't deserve better. I'm not worthy. That's the second limiting belief that you have. That is the only way poverty. That is the only way sickness. That is the only way ignorance, and that is damn sure the only way you can be in a bad relationship is you don't believe you deserve better. So you believe you deserve, now it's not conscious. You don't tell yourself, You don't walk up to your abuser and say, please abuse me. You don't say it. But your actions, the fact that you put up with that bullishness, is the fact that you approve it. You put up with what you believe. Everything that's happening in your life starts off as a thought. So if you got the thought that says, I don't deserve to be happy. If you got the thought that says, I don't deserve to be wealthy. If you got the thought that says, I don't deserve to be healthy. If you got the thought that says, I don't deserve to know the truth. If you got the thought that says, I don't deserve to have a good man or a good woman, that thought becomes a thing. The thing is that thing that allows you to stay with a man or a woman that physically or emotionally abuses you. I don't deserve to be better. I'm not worthy. First thought is, I can't try. I'm not going to try, man, because I'm going to fail. I'm not going to try to start a business because I'm going to fail. Brother Will, you understand, bro? The economy, man. Donald Trump is president. You don't understand, bro. It's hard out here for a pimp. That's what you're telling yourself. So you don't even try. You just give up. And the fact that you don't try, the fact that you don't give up, there's another belief. There's another demon. There's another entity. There's another disposition that says, I don't deserve to make more money. I'm not worthy of it. This $10 an hour salary, that's good for me, brother. You don't know where I came from. You know, the fact that I'm making $10 an hour, I feel good about it. So I accept it. Why? Number three, the third limiting belief. Before we get to the seven steps that get you out of these limiting beliefs. The third reason that you are unhealthy. The third reason that you are not wealthy. The third reason that you are oscillating and vibrating in a state of limited knowledge. The third reason that you are in a bad relationship. It's similar to the other two, but it says this. It doesn't say that you don't deserve it. It don't say that I'm not worthy. It says that I am not enough. So what you're telling yourself subconsciously, now this is the big demon right here. Because, see, you would get in a better relationship, but you know what? I'm not enough. I would get a better job, but I know based upon my resume that they require you to have a four-year college degree. I don't have it. That means I'm not smart enough, that I'm not tall enough. I'm not white, brother. I mean, hey, I'm black, so therefore I'm the wrong race. I ain't got blonde hair and blue eyes. You don't understand, brother. I'm not enough. So the fact that you say I'm not enough empowers you to say that I don't deserve, which empowers you to say that I'm not worthy, which empowers you to say that I ain't going to try. So if you see all of these entities, all of these dispositions, all of these energy structures, let me break down an energy structure for you, brother. Let me break down an energy structure. See, a cord, remember, we are controlled in this world by a hexagon. That's math. We are controlled by a hexagram. That's language. We are controlled by a hexachord. That's music. So math, music, and language are the unhelpful patterns that keep us connected to negativity. So until you break those three entities, those three demons that come in the form of these three limiting beliefs, I'm not going to try, dog. I'm not going to even do it. Not even worth my effort. Because I don't deserve it. I mean, look, I'm a bad guy. See, last time I checked, God don't make bad people. Bad people make bad people. Bad thoughts make bad people, not a bad God. And contrary to popular belief, you are good enough. You are the apple of God's eye. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. You have, you, mother, your father, your brothers, you. You have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir. You are an ambassador of Christ. An ambassador means a representative. So you are on earth to represent Christ. Instead, however, you're representing your flesh. Why? You're not authentic. Your blueprint for your life overrides your imprint on your life. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure you understand. See, you need to burn them bridges. See, don't do what I did, brothers and sisters, because you will have a life like I had. And my life I had, I thank God that my wife stuck with my crazy behind. I thank God for his grace and mercy. I thank God because I didn't burn no bridges, brother. I am telling you today, I'm asking you, I'm going to beg you, burn the bridge. Keeps you connected energetically to your ex-job, to your ex-way of eating, to your ex-way of thinking, to your ex-relationship. Burn the bridge, brother. Burn it. Disconnect. Never look back. Never contact that person. Never go back to that job. It's too small. It doesn't deserve you. Man, do you know who you are? I don't know if y'all know. See, I pimped. I read the book. I went to the Constitution. It's called the Bible, and in it, it tells me, I went to the end of the book, and it says, I win. We win. I don't know if you understand that. This paranoia, this feeling of inadequacy that makes you feel less than, that makes you not take and step up and be who God sees you are. Remember those seven being statements that I was talking about last night? Remember I talked about one of those being statements that says, be ye perfect? God never asks you to do something without first giving you the power and the ability to be something. God never tells you to do something without first giving you the thoughts. That's what the Bible says, bring every thought into captivity. See, you don't think you're good enough. Therefore, you manifest in the things that ensure, because it's encoded within the cord. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, a cord, it is a negative habit pattern. I call it a failure mechanism or a paradigm. It's actually a spirit. A spirit is an energy. And energy is an entity. Now, I know you think that the devil is out there. The word devil, the word demon, is the word disposition. It's a dimension. Do you know that all your demons are self-made? Let me pause for a moment. Let me sink it in. You know that every demon, everything that you know you create your own demons? I have no problems. Every problem that I've had, especially in the area of relationship, was self-made. Like I tell you, the devil is sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas. And you think he's at your house. I guarantee you it's no devil. It's no demon. I'm not saying that they don't exist. I'm saying that he ain't worried about you because you're not a threat. What's the devil going to be doing fighting you and you fighting yourself? Every problem you got is in your head. Therefore, it manifests in your hands because thoughts become things. Now, I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today, but you are committing and you have committed spiritual suicide. That's what, well, let me rephrase that. I did that. I committed spiritual suicide. I destroyed my own wealth. I destroyed my own health. I destroyed my own wisdom, and I destroyed my own relationship. Why? Everything is created twice. Everything is created twice, really three times, but for simplicity's sake, you create a demon by having a thought like Job that says, the thing that I fear the most shall come upon me. Now, you don't know that fear is more powerful than faith, at least on this dimension, because you feed it more than you feed faith. Fear is not more important and more powerful than faith. The only reason is, just like that ancient Indian proverb that says, every man has two wolves. Two. Which wolf is going to show up? The one that you feed. What wolf are you feeding? You feeding fear, brother, because you're making every decision out of a place of feeling, and you feel fear. So based upon the law of resonance, you bring about fear. You bring about what you think about. That's universal spiritual law. So everything, you give birth to it. You create a thought. That's what the Bible says, bring every thought into captivity. And if it's not of God, if it's not of good, if it's not of faith, get rid of it. So if a thought comes into your head that says, I'm not worthy, bullshiznit, get rid of that thought before it becomes a thing. Because if you walk around with that thought that says, I'm not worthy, you're going to produce unworthy actions and you're going to destroy the little worth that you got. And so we got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that these negative energies, these negative thoughts are really negative entities, structures that ties you to another person. It ties you to another job, not the job that you're at. It ties you to another way of eating, not the way that you should eat. It ties you to another way of thinking, not the way that you should think. Now, you should be connected to the Spirit according to the Word of God. Now, in the book of Galatians, it tells us to walk in the Spirit. So walking in the Spirit, if you walk in the Spirit, you cannot, you will not be connected to the flesh. There is no shortcut, brother. Everybody looking for this shortcut there. I hate to be the bearer of good news, but it is through pain that you experience pleasure. So you got to do this. You got a connection with four areas. These four demons are four dispositions. Now, I have this inside of my book that everybody already has. The title of my book is called Cleronomics Temple Building. Now, in that book, I break down what's called trauma differentiation. So, remember, trauma and drama prevents you from being attuned. Now, because I never got attuned as a child, I was talking with this with my wife, and loyalty is big. Now, who is loyal to me in my life as a child growing up? My mom stood there and watched while she let this lady wrap a metal pipe in black tape so that way people who saw her hitting us, well, she didn't know what it was. They wouldn't know what it was, but we felt it. Now, according to science, memory is the key to integration. Unresolved trauma makes you incoherent. The brain experiences panic and chaos instead of order and discipline. So my brain has unresolved trauma. That's what I'm dealing with. That's why I got the program. Because other people, they have unresolved trauma. Now, with unresolved trauma, the hippocampus and the amygdala, those are the two parts of the brain that stores memory. Do you know that if you experience trauma, your brain replaces the memory with symptoms? According to science, and according to the Bible, and according to historical fact. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said, because I don't know. Your amygdala is on. My amygdala is hypervigilant. Hypervigilant. So when my wife says, honey, you're not loyal. Why aren't you not loyal? You know what I said? What the hell is that? My brain doesn't have memory because my memory was replaced with symptoms. Anybody, they call this PTSD. So your brain replaces that negative memory with a symptom. Some people get anxiety. They don't know why, because the memory, from a neuropsychological point, it prohibits you from being attuned and atoned. The Bible says atonement. That's called reconciliation. That means to be reconciled or reconnected to God, but you can't. Why? You are suffering from the effects of trauma and drama and abuse and a lack of being on the right frequency. So you neglect wealth. You neglect health. You neglect wisdom. You neglect a good relationship, and you are tuned in. You have an emotional attachment. And so you have an emotional energy block that prohibits you from finding and regulating your emotion. So now you are emotional. The reason that you are emotional, though, has to do with your lack of attunement. And the reason that you're not tuned in is because your hippocampus helps or it inhibits you from having an authentic memory. So now your brain experiences panic. It's called fight and flight, meaning that you live now in the reptile brain. It activates the reptile brain. Now, I got all of the science. We could sit there, we could talk till Jesus come back about the biology and the neuro. This is called neuropsychological trauma. So it tunes you into drama. So you get into a good relationship and you destroy it. Why? I like drama. Now, you're not going to tell yourself that, but I can bring my wife on here and she'll tell you what I've been doing is drama. Every time our relationship starts going great, what do? I order drama. Why? I'm used to it. So I'm used to people being disloyal. So before my wife became disloyal to me, I figured in my brain, I'm going to be disloyal to her. Hey, they called me One Punch Willie back in the day. Why? Because I disrespected you. before you ever had an opportunity to disrespect me, because I was tuned to the fact that people disrespect me. I had no proof. I had a traumatic event, and that traumatic event gave me symptoms of stress, symptoms of anxiety, symptoms of acting out, symptoms of creating chaos in my life. Because why? I like drama. But I really don't like drama, but guess what? I got three limiting beliefs. What are those three limiting beliefs? I don't feel worthy. Why don't I feel worthy? I'm not good enough. Hey, my mom just watched that somebody beat me, so obviously if my mama didn't think I was, my own father walked past me in the grocery store and looked at me like I was a freaking Hebrew slave. So if my mother didn't love me, and my mother wasn't loyal, and my father damn sure didn't love me, he wasn't even there. None of my brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles, nobody had my back growing up, brother. So I grew up, I was like, hey, nobody got my back. Guess what? I ain't got yours either. Now, this is this is unconscious. You don't even know your pattern, because your pattern is a paradigm. Now, remember, it is, again, a negative habit pattern. It is a core imprint. So the only way to override my core imprint is to be authentic. God has a blueprint for my life. It's called a plan. We call it purpose. I call it purpose. I call it Dear Kinnear. So my blueprint for my life, so until I found my blueprint, I couldn't address my imprint. So my imprint popped up, but I wasn't living and walking in the spirit. So my imprint overrode my blueprint. I had to reverse engineer it. I got to become real. How did I become real? I prayed and I asked God, and I did seven things to override those three core imprints. My blueprint for my life overrides the imprint that the devil put on my life. So I don't give a damn what the devil put on you, brother. I don't care what the devil put on you. There's anything that the devil can put on you, God can take off of you. The God I serve, the big one, not the little one. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. Why? Because God is with me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. This is not no freaking religion. This is universal spiritual law. Let me make sure you understand. See, there's two types of connections that you got unknowingly. See, the first type of connection is a spiritual connection. It is a bond. It's a positive bond. That means you're connected due to your right. You got a divine right. It's called an inheritance. This positive bond, this positive energy, this positive frequency, this positive wave, this positive vibration is called spirit. Spirit is a ruling disposition. In other words, it's a way of thinking. So this way of thinking contains entities called angels. Angels are angles. They're right angles. These angles manifest themselves in the form of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no court. There is no law. There's no attachment. There is no pattern, there's no box that can contain you when God maintains you. Let me say it again. There's no box that can contain you when God, which is love, joy, peace, unconditional love, there is no box that can contain you when you maintain or when God maintains you. That's the first bond. That's the only bond you should have. You should be bonded to wealth. That says this: I love what I do so much that I will do it in spite of failure. Even though I was not a husband, I've been being a client. My wife loved me, and she loved me despite failure. Even though our relationship has been failing, and we ain't failing no more, but how was she able to endure repeated failure every day, not just putting energy in, not getting none back? 8 years of putting energy in. How come she didn't make the decision? What kept her going? It's called unconditional love. It's called spirit. If you don't have that, you cannot override your core imprint. You cannot override the trauma and the drama. See, whenever you split up with somebody, you never see them again, you don't have to visually see them because you are invisibly attached to them. There is, now I have all of this inside of my book, which is where I'm getting this from, which is where I'm reading from. I have a book called Demonic Soul Ties. How to Break Demonic Soul Ties. So these soul ties are flesh ties, and they're not spirit. So the second type of a soul tie, the second type of connection is a negative habit pattern. It is a negative cord or attachment. So this energy, which really is an entity, this entity structure, the way that it's made, is very different from a positive energy or positive energy or angelos or angel or messenger. So you got a message. Now remember, everything starts off as a message. You create twice, really three times. First, you have a message, an angel. That's what an angel means. It means angelos in the Greek, which means messenger, which means thought. So everything starts off as a thought. That thought becomes a feeling. That feeling becomes a thing. So I give birth to a thought, I give birth to a feeling, then I give birth to a pattern or a thing. Now you have paranoia instead of metanoia. You have a fear-based pattern instead of a faith-based pattern. Paranoia means fear, metanoia means faith. Which one you got? I already know. Paranoid. You're paranoid. You are afraid, like Job, and because you are so afraid, you have fits of rage. It's called emotion. Now, these fits of rage makes you energy inadequate. So the second structure that everybody has, because if you are not wealthy, meaning if you don't got more money than you need right now, you got one of those three that we talked about. You feel like you're not enough. You feel like if I try, I'm gonna fail, or you feel like you don't deserve anymore. So guess what? Poverty is okay. So you make poverty your coping mechanism. Because why? You got three limiting beliefs. So my job is to show you those limiting beliefs. Pull the devil out. Pull the disposition out. Let you see it. And you're going to see that, guess what? This is not a positive disposition. It's a negative disposition. So this negative energy has been the foundation of my wealth. This negative energy, this negative entity, this negative thought is the foundation of my health or lack of it, the foundation of my wisdom or lack of it, the foundation in my relationship or lack of a relationship. So you got a cord or you got an attachment. Let's talk about relationships. So you got a cord and you got an attachment to your ex. Now you don't know why. This person, you can't get rid of them. Now y'all broke up. But you keep talking to them on the DL. For some reason or other, you just can't get away from that person. Why? That person is encoded within your cord. Your cord is what you feel, because what you feel is real. And you think with your feelings, not with your reason and logic. So every decision, now this is how you know, because you will feel, well, let me talk about my life. So I mean, my relationship was going great, and then I have a feeling. My wife does something. Now, she don't know this shit, but it pissed me off. So when I get pissed off, a feeling comes up, and I act on that feeling. What's that feeling? Let me contact somebody that I shouldn't be contacting. Let me contact this old flame, because this old flame makes me feel something different than my new flame. So I act on my feelings instead of acting on the word of God. So God says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Why don't I feel it? Because I got a message that was sent by Lucifer. It's called, in the Bible, it's called a fiery dart. Those fiery darts come into your head, and guess what? There's something called the five-second rule. Now, the spirit is going to say, don't do that. And it's going to say it once. It's going to say it softly, and you have 5 minutes to act on the word of God instead of the feelings of your flesh. I said 5 minutes, I mean 5 seconds. Now, there's a book called The 5 Second Rule. I read it many, many moons ago. If you want to read it, knock yourself out. It's a great book. You ain't got to read it. You can listen to me. But if you don't believe me, if you need some proof, this is why your life is failing. Oh, well, let me rephrase that. This is why my life failed. Because I had 5 seconds. And during those 5 seconds, I chose to act on my feelings instead of acting on my faith. I know what I did was wrong. I know what I was doing was wrong. But what was I doing? I was caught up in my feelings, brother. That's my coping mechanism. So I act out. I did stupid shiznits and destroyed my relationship, and that prohibited me from walking in the spirit. I destroyed the reason I didn't have no money, the reason I don't have more money. I should be a multi-millionaire by now. Multi, way more. Why? I settled for Facebook likes instead of real money. So when God told me, yeah, Negro, you already rich. I'm like, I am? Where my money at? You know, all of them girls that say, hey, Brother Will, that was a great show, brother. That's my money. Because your money flows where your attention goes. I gave all of my attention to flirting. So I was a millionaire flirter. Oh, man, when I figured that shizness out, you best believe homie stopped flirting. See, you need to deal with the real world. That's why you can't stop doing what you're doing, is because you don't realize how it's affecting you. The moment I realized, the first time I connected and I saw the pain that I was causing my own wife, oh, I stopped. Why? I got a soul and I got a spirit. And I looked into her eyes and I saw pain. And it wasn't no, nah, lay me down to sleep kind of pain. It was total disarray. It was total chaos. It was total destruction. So I was producing a PTSD type of experience for my wife, and I know how it feels. Well, when I was looking into my mama's eye, I said, I know you're going to help. I know you're going to step in right about now. And she didn't move. In fact, she turned her back and walked away. And I remember as tears was rolling down my cheek, that's the last time I ever cried. To this day, when I'm in a painful situation, I never cry. Because I cried didn't solve the pain. My mom walked away. Do you know how it feels to be 5, 6 years old and look into your mother's eye, who's supposed to be your protector, and she turned her back on you and walked away? I pray to God you never have that experience. Because when you're a kid, you can't process it. So your brain shuts down. That's how I developed arrested development disorder. That means my development stopped just like that at the age of 6. So I got a 6-year-old kid who's running the show in my life. And every day that 6-year-old kid says, brother, just feel this today. And I got to get my spirit to say, hell no. We're going to walk in the spirit today. We're going to have love, joy, peace. I don't give a rip what somebody says to do or don't do. My relationship with my wife now is not based upon what she does. My relationship is based upon what I know. I know what's right. So I'm going to freaking do it. You're going to wait for somebody to come along and chirp and feed. That's what I'm used to doing. But the devil is a liar. He was a liar from the beginning. And the way that he keeps you trapped inside of this negative energy is because encoded in that negative energy are feelings. So you had this feeling. These feelings of paranoia, of being inadequate, of being, you know, unworthy, of being whatever feeling you got, brother, you know your feelings better than I do. These are negative feelings. Get rid of them. Well, Brother Will, that sounds great, dog. I hear what you're saying. You're just telling me, yes, oh, yeah, I'm just going to return good for evil? Absolutely. Brother, somebody slapped me on my right cheek. I'm going to punch him in the mouth. I used to think that, too, until I did these 7 things. Number one, walk in the spirit. Now, there ain't no shortcut, but notice it says walk, not run. So learning how to walk, remember when you was a baby? You probably don't remember it. But I got 2 little grand shearings now, and I got a chance to watch them learn how to walk. This is not no super spiritual endeavor. You don't have to be all super saint to walk in the spirit. Walking is the spirit, is the foundation. That means that every day you make a decision, because the universe only responds to a made-up mind. So I made up my mind. I don't care. Now, my wife does. My wife does great things, but I don't care what my wife does or don't do. I made a decision. I'm going to treat my wife like the queen that she is. I'm not going to wait for her to treat me like a king. I'm going to treat her right. Even though she does, but what happens the day that she don't do that, she does something I don't like? The old me, oh man, I'm pissed off. I'm gonna get in my feelings. I'm gonna act out. How do I act out? Pack up my shiznits. That's what I did when I was a kid. Damn near 60 years old, still doing the same stuff. Them days is over. Now I understand Romans 8:4. Step number one of the seven steps. Well, let's go through the seven steps. First of all, you got to walk in the Spirit. Second, you got to set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Third, you got to put to death the deeds of the flesh. Fourth, you got to be led by the Spirit. See, a lot of y'all, like me, you led by your feelings, and your feelings come from your flesh. You got to be led by the Word of God, because the Word of God comes from God. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Guess what? He don't change. What? Let me make sure you understand, brother. So this is the best thing since sliced bread. Changed my life. I stopped responding to my feelings, and I started responding to the Word of God. And I put the Word of God, the Bible says, hide the Word of God in your spirit. Strap it to your forehead. You know that little black cube thing that the Orthodox Jews wear on their head? That represents the Word of God in their forehead. Now, they don't understand. They think it's exoteric. It means outside the body. So they strap this thing on their forehead called I forgot the name of it. But you guys know what I'm talking about. The Orthodox Jews, they go to the Wailing Wall and they wail. They do their bowing and stuff. These Orthodox Jews, why? They took the God's word and they're doing it externally. Well, the kingdom of God is within. That's what the Bible that I read says. So you got to do something internally, not externally. So they take this black box on their forehead, and that black box that's taped upon the forehead is called TELIF. That's what it's called. TELFLLIN. Now this represents the black cube. Show that I did about what's on Saturday. Not only the Orthodox Jews, mainly the men, they wear this on their head and they wear it on their arms. And this TELIF, TELFILLIN, this, according to the ancient text, is there to represent the Word of God that's supposed to guard and to protect. So if you hide the Word of God in your heart, not your head, guess what it's going to do? Guard and protect. So when you get ready to do some cray-cray stuff like I did, why was I able to do that? Because I did not hide the Word of God in my heart. I had it in my head. Oh, I could quote scriptures left and right. But I wasn't being led by the Ruach and the Pneuma. That was number four. Number five, I had no knowledge of what it meant to be a father or a son of God. Remember the scriptures that I read in Psalm chapter 2, verse 7? And I talked about how you are a son. Psalm 2 says that the Lord today says, you are my son. Today I have become your father. See, I never had an earthly father. Guess what? How do we get our interpretation of our spiritual father? By the way that our earthly father treats us. So since my earthly father abandoned me, guess what? I just assumed that my physical or my spiritual father. Now, I've told you guys, I made this statement. I told my spiritual father, it's the grace and mercy that I'm still here. This is how I know there's a God. This is how I know that God looks on, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. In my heart, I was hurt. I was messed up as a kid. That's why I had so much anger. I remember cursing God and telling him, me and my sister both said, we're going to violate every scripture that we know. We purposely went out, and when it says, thou shalt not steal, we try to steal everything that we could. Thou shalt not commit adultery. I tried to sleep with everybody that had a pulse. When it said, honor your mother and father, I tried to disrespect them. Everything the Bible stood for, I set out on a mission to violate. And guess what I got back in return? Love. Now, I don't know what kind of God you serve, but the God I serve is a God of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit according to Galatians 22. Now, remember, I tell you a three-step formula. This is what I have in my life. It works for me. I recommend you try it. So I got faith. And then I got me some facts. And those faith plus facts equals fruit. So if you want the fruit of the Spirit instead of the fruit of the flesh, you need to get faith in the Spirit, and you need to get facts or evidence that the Spirit works, and then that's going to produce fruit. Because if I got a thought that says the Word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, it has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow, and it is the son of the heart and the intent. So the Word of God cannot return void. God honors His Word above His own name. So you drop the name all you want. I'm going to digest the Word. Because the book of Revelation said that His name is the entire Word. So you got one name, and I got 66 books. Really 80 books, because I got the original text. So you got your 66 books, and you bring your 66 books up against my 80 books. Or you got the name of Jesus, so you bring the name up against my 80 books. We'll see who will win that war. I got to know the big G. That's what I did. I took the time, and I challenged it. And how did I do that? Romans 8:15. See, thankfully, God has freely given and forgiven. See, God did something for me. I don't know if He did this for you. He did this. He justified me. The word justified means just as if. So God looks down on me, and He looks down, and He sees me just as I never sinned. That's what justified means. So all the time I was out there angry and mad and cursing God out and violating every scripture, He looked down and He said, "I don't see you, boy. I see my son." So I'm a blood cell inside of the body of Christ. That's another study for another time, man. If y'all understand what that means, it'll blow your cookies. You are a blood cell inside the body of Christ. You're one cell, and there are billions, there are godzillion cells inside the body of Christ, just like there are godzillion cells inside your body. Now, remember, we are the microcosm of the macrocosm. So the fifth step is probably one of the most important steps, because the fifth step means I got to know God by getting to know myself. Stop feeling sorry for myself. Stop blaming my mama. Stop blaming Sister X. Stop talking negative about my grandmother because she said, "Boy, you're going to grow up to be worthless, no good for nothing, alcoholic, just like your daddy." Now, my grandmother been dead and gone for what? I don't know how long. That statement still plays in my head every day. Every freaking day. I remember it. But now, my blueprint that God gave me overrides the imprint that my grandmother put on me. I highly recommend that you have a personal, private, productive, prosperous relationship with the big G, not the little one. I highly recommend it. Because that leads to number six, which is when you do that, you get hope. Now, hope deferred waxes the heart cold, but hope delivered makes you a tree with your roots planted by the river. I don't know if y'all understand. I'm trying to get emotional. I'm trying to get excited. But I get a little bit excited because of where God has brought me from. Because I don't know if y'all can understand, man. If you ain't never been in the freaking, if you've never been in the belly of the whale, if you ain't been in the fire, if you've never had your back up against the Red Sea, if you ain't been in the lion's den, you can't freaking relate, bruh. You can't relate. So, yeah, I'm a little high-strung. God has brought me from a place that people don't come from. Like Daniel. He came out of a lion's den. Jonah was spit on dry land out of the belly of a whale. The three Hebrew boys came out of the fiery furnace. They didn't even smell like smoke. Moses walked across the Red Sea, and he didn't even get no mud on his shoes. See, that's what I'm talking about, man. When that happens to you, number seven, you live in the spirit realm. You don't respond. You ain't intimidated. I don't give a damn what devil or what demon shows up in my life. So when I realized that what I did wrong, I came back and I told my wife I wanted to come back. I don't know why I'm talking about relationships so much, but today must be the day for somebody going through something. I don't know. But when I realized that what I was doing, I was getting paid $20 a month from a group of people, and I wasn't getting no results, it wasn't because of the people, because of my thinking. When I saw my worth, and I got rid of that negative belief that says, hey, your program ain't worth no $5,000, Negro, sit down. You little short black man from Forest Texas. How are you going to charge somebody $5,000 to listen to you talk? Are you crazy? I'm like, yeah, I'm crazy. Because why? I'm worth it. Number two, I'm going to try it. Number three, I'm enough and I deserve it. So guess what? I got a group of people who willingly pay me and are paying me because what I do works because it's based upon the word of God. It's based upon universal spiritual law. Now, I hope and pray that you don't believe in God. I hope that you like me. I hope you do what I did. If you don't believe in God, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go out today and tomorrow. And I want you to purposely violate every scripture. I want you to try to be the baddest demon on the planet. I want you to do everything and just don't do no shizness that gets you in prison. If you do, hey, don't tell them I told you. But I want you to do what God says. God says, try me and see. I want you to do what I did. If your life sucks, I want you to say, devil, my life sucks. I want to be on your team. That's what I did. I told God that, oh, God, you know what? I was a licensed and ordained minister. I don't know what y'all did. I know what goes on in church. I was in freaking board meetings, bro. I counted the money. I saw the behind scenes that most people who sit in the pew, they don't really know what goes on behind scenes in the church, in the big churches. I came from a big church. They got a $10 million building right now, probably worth about $20 million right now. That's where I came from. But then I read the scriptures that talks about God's dare. God dares you. He says, test me. He says, try me. I want you to test him and try him. Now, that's what he says in his word in Malachi chapter 3, verse 12. Read Malachi 3. Read the entire chapter of the book of Malachi. And God says, you don't believe in me? That was a miracle. I believe in you. The scriptures for today's seven steps came out of my book, I Am Too Human. Why do y'all think I wrote the book? All of the dispositions that I talked about came out of my book, Demonic Soul Ties and How to Break Them. I'm not in contact, nor will I ever be in contact with none of the ex-females that was in my life. I'm not in contact, nor would I ever be in contact of none of the poverty demons that control my life. I'm not in contact, nor will I ever, ever, ever be in contact or under the influence of any of the negative dispositions, thoughts that produce the things in the air of disease. I will never, ever, ever, ever be in contact, nor under the influence of any of the negative dispositions that allow me to operate in ignorance. I'm in contact with the true, authentic truth because I am being true and I am being authentic. So my blueprint overrides my imprint. So I detoxed from the flesh and I got the flesh out of my life. I cut the cord. I removed the energy out of the matrix and I put it back in myself because the kingdom of God is within. When you find yourself, you find God. So being authentic is the only way to have a personal, private, productive, prosperous relationship with the big G. Otherwise, you got a form of godliness, but you have no power. You will never make no money. You'll never be healthy. You'll never be wise, and you'll never have a great relationship. Why? Because you got a form of godliness that denies the power. So you need power. How do you get power? As I talked about on many shows, you got to do what Jesus did. Jesus went somewhere when he was 18. He came back when he was 30. Where did he go? Now, I got some historical proof that says he went to India, and that says that he went to Egypt, and maybe some other places. But why did Jesus go there? Now, back in the old days, I know this is contrary to your theology, but I need you to understand, they have this thing that they call Christian musicians. Now, there's a book that talks about it that was written before you was a thought form. This book was written before Christianity was a thought form, because in the old text, as I've said before, they was called Crests. Christians. my triple day to research it. Now, or listen to read my book, or listen to my auto series that I did on Christos versus Christos. What is the source of Christian? Do you got any evidence of the name change? Now, remember, when you change the name of something, you change the purpose of something. Now, remember the word crest means drug, and the word crest means weapon. The word crest means drug. When did they change it and why? Who was the Christian scribe that changed Christians to Christians? And when did this take place? Now, I've already told you guys, around 70 AD, Constantine, which means consolation, really implemented it in 325 AD. Now, there was a document that was discovered that had this inscribed on it called Magician Through Crestus. In the ancient text, thousands of years before the Bible was ever written, it validates the Bible. It doesn't disprove it, as I've talked about before. In order to be effective, you got to be under the influence of God to be used by God. Now, as I've said before, I got a spiritual spanking because God told me, "Yo, Negro, why the hell are you bad mouthing the basics? Read Hebrews 6:1 again. Obviously, you, in your haughtiness and your master teacher disposition, you are confused." See, this is how the devil. The devil is smooth, man. Y'all gotta be. The devil will give you the truth because he knows you're gonna misinterpret it. So I was like, "Oh man, I don't believe in no Christos. I don't believe in Jesus, man. I only believe in Yahushua the HaMashiach." And God was like, "Read the scriptures again, fool." So I read it again. So Hebrews 6:1 says, "Let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and Him crucified." So in order to go on and pass something, that means you have to go visit it. So unless you become a Christian first, you can't become a Christian. That's what it's saying. You need both, brother. What the devil does is he gets you to choose. He creates division. God is about inclusion. He's about oneness. He's about unity. So since I had division in my religion, I had division in my money, I had division in my health, and I had division in my marriage because my ego didn't let me see. And the same thing is happening to you. Oh, you had a bad experience with religion, right? You went to church and somebody, the usher didn't, pat you on the forehead and say welcome. And so now you're pissed off at God. I know I did that too. I went to church and the preacher didn't say, they didn't call me out and say, "Hey, if I went to a church and if they didn't acknowledge the visitors, I didn't go back." Why? I had to be seen, brother. My mama didn't give me no attention. My daddy didn't give me no attention. So I'd be damned if I'm going to be an adult and not get no attention. Somebody going to give me attention. That was the demon that ran my life for 50 years. Negro, you go where the attention is. So any female that came along and said, "Hey, Brother Will," I was gone. Why? Because I was a fool. And the enemy doing the same thing to you. So I hope to God that you learn from my experience. And under, over, and understand. Stop choosing between A and B and always go with option C. Never go with option A. Never go with option B. Always go with option C. Option C represents inclusion. So now I know in order for me to be a weapon of God, I need to be empowered by God. But all I said is, "Hey, I want to be a weapon." Because the original text said that they were Christos. They change. So God empowered. So let me make sure you understand. God uses negative. God takes what the enemy meant for evil, and he turns it around and uses it for good. So the enemy tried to destroy my marriage. But guess what? I'm going to have the best marriage on the planet. We're going to go around. We're going to help other people's marriages. Why? God takes all things work together for your good, brother. All things work together for your good. So stop whining. Stop crying. Put your big boy drawers on. Put your big girl panties on. Get up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and become a weapon of God instead of an excuse of the devil. Now, you can go through life, bad things can happen to you. You can sit on the sideline like I did and expect somebody to feel sorry for you and go around and hurt other people like I've been doing. Or you can wake up and you can say, "Father, what am I supposed to learn in all of this? How am I going to become a weapon of God? How can I be useful?" The word crest means used by a useful implement of God. The word Christ means you're under the influence of God. Yahushua came that you may have life be under his influence. He showed you, hey, do what I do, God will use you. But see, I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to, I had a bad religious experience. I went to the church, they took my money, you know, they beat my kids, and now I regret it. Now I paid them. Paid them fools. I was paying $40,000 a year to go to a private school for my children. And now that my children are grown and dad, grown and gone, they're like, oh, Dad, you know, we was at the church. You know, they used to beat us, right? What the hell you mean they used to beat? What? The same thing that happened to me, my mama let some fool beat me. I did the same thing to my children. Unknowingly. So now I can forgive my mama. Because now I know that what my mama did to me, she did to me unknowingly. So that demon, that disposition that's been destroying my life is gone. And the only way you get rid of them demons is you go back into your past and you understand why it happened, not what it happened. I don't give a blank what happened. Please explain to me why it happened. Father's father tied him to a tree and beat him with a wet rope. And I wonder why he don't call me every day and tell me he loves me. He doesn't have that in his vernacular. So now I forgave my father because I understand my father. And until you understand what has happened to you, you can't transmute it and take what the devil meant to destroy you and use it to empower you. Oh, yeah, so the devil tried to destroy me with religion. Guess what? I'm going to use the religion to tear down. I told God in January 1st of 2009, if you show me the truth, I will tell everybody and their grandmother. And that's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm going to continue to do until they put my black behind in a pine box. And even after that, my words, my books, every show that I've done is going to outlive me. So when I'm dead and gone, my books will still be here and my tapes will still be here. And that's going to be somebody who went through a bad experience, and they're going to be like, they're going to hear this show. Well, I'm telling you, you went there and you got anger towards God. Brother, your anger is directed in the wrong place. The fruit of God is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Not the fruit of the flesh, which is envy, strife, jealousy, licentiousness, fornication. That's all the fruit I had. That means I was under the drug of the devil, and I became an implement of the devil. Had nothing to do with God. Even though I was licensed and ordained minister, preached every week, and was on my way to a place where God don't go. So I'm telling you to detox, to cut that cord, to remove your energy, all of this emotionalism, because you're acting out of your feelings instead of acting out of the word. So you find scriptures. That's why every prayer I pray is scripturally based. Now, whether you believe in scriptures or not is irrelevant, because I got biology and I got history to go with my scriptures. For all of you anti-Bible thumpers out there, now I know God allowed Constantine to change jots and tittles so God can use Constantine. Yahushua became a pagan to save pagan. He didn't become a pagan. He allowed his ministry to be associated with it. So when I get on there and I say, well, you know, well, Jesus, man's birthday is not on December the 25th, that means nothing. He allowed his birthday to be associated with December the 25th. So that way, fools like me and you who come up and say, well, hey, this is the reason why. This is the negative habit pattern. This is why I don't go to church, brother. Why? Well, the Sabbath day is not Sunday, brother. It's a Saturday. Okay, and that means what? Well, his name can't be Jesus because there was no J's back then, brother. Now, these are all the reasons and excuses why I turned my back on God. But he never turned his back on me. And he'll never turn his back on you. Because his word says it, and he honors his word above his name. He said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. So if you feel left, if you feel safe, he said that I've been old and I've been young. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. So if you feel it, it's because it's a feeling. It's not a fact. It's not based upon the word. Because the word can't return void. That's why I know what I know. That's why I'm empowered to do what I do. And I highly recommend that you get on a program like mine by emailing me today at masterteachers33.com@gmail.com, or get hooked up with somebody who's been through some shiznits. They ain't read about it in the book. They got personal experience, because nobody can take you where they ain't been. Jesus had personal experience because he was tempted in all ways just like us. And guess what happened? He did not fall or fail. Neither will you if you understand how to walk through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. And I'm out of time. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, that you, again, remove your energy out of this negative habit pattern and place it inside of your life-sustaining pattern based upon universal spiritual law that we call Scripture. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.